right side. BJ trying to get around the corner. He's wrapped up, maybe picks up about 3 yards, and he's tied up by, yeah, it was Logan Phillips, one of the twins. Got a set of twins out here today, Gavin and Tucker Phillips. Going to see a lot of them on offense. But BJ starts things out with a 3 yard run. It's going to be second down and about 7 from the Loggers 41 yard line. And Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage. Under center, McCoy Delasky. Is that who that is under there? We'll find out in a little bit. And here's a handoff to Aaron Delasky, right side. Delasky gets about to the first goal, or the hash marks here, and they might get a first down. Very close.
About a yard short of the...
No, I don't think he's a yard short. If he's short, it's by inches. And it looks like we're going to get third and inches here. Real close to the line of scrimmage right there. 11 minutes, 6 seconds to go here. This game just underway. Loggers approaching midfield at their own 47-yard line. Denzine from the shotgun. BJ in motion. Denzine going to keep it. No, it's left side. Tricked everyone out, and that's going to go for a loss. Ouch. Big play there from the Redmen tackling Aaron Delasky for the loss. Loggers trying the left side this time. And we got mom and dad watching in Brandwood. Let us know who's watching here today. We're on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel as well here on Facebook. And Loggers from the 46-yard line now. Denzine from the shotgun. Guy in motion. Denzine going to keep it up the middle, and he's tackled. Oh, a really nice tackle on fourth down. It's going to be a turnover on downs. And that might have been Gavin Phillips. For the Loggers, we're going to say the Phillips name a lot. It's going to get a little bit confusing when we say Gavin and Tucker Phillips playing for the Rib Lake team. So it's going to be Loggers with the turnover, and the Redmen have the ball. And they're at the Loggers 46-yard line. 10 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in this first quarter. It's 0-0. Redmen with their first opportunity. Talon Scheitower under center. And he's going to drop back to pass. He's going to roll out right side, and you're seeing the speed from him. And a big play from Talon Scheitower, still on his feet, going left side. He's at the 20. It can't bring him down, all the way down to the 12-yard line. Talon Scheitower, my goodness. A little quick out there, didn't he, Nate?
Yeah.
And we got my daughter, Cully Hakenen, here today. Cully Hakenen, the birthday girl, my daughter, here right now. They're pushing some buttons there on accident. Hopefully we're still there. And it's going to be first and 10 here. 10 minutes, 16 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. First and 10 here from about the 13-yard line, Rib Lake Redmen. And Talon sure looked quick out there,
yeah,
didn't he?
Good. Big kid.
Yeah. Scheitower under center. Going to drop back. Same thing. Looking for somewhere to run. Follows his blockers. He's tackled immediately. Big tackle. Aaron Delasky and Shea Denzine wrap him up for no gain. Going to bring up a second down and probably about 10 for the Rib Lake Redmen. 9:38 to go here in this first quarter. 0-0. This game in the first quarter just underway. And Rib Lake Redmen with the first big play of the game. Big, what was that, about a 30-yard run almost for Talon Scheitower. Cully, you going to come back up after a little while? We'll get you on the mic. All right, let my daughter do a little announcing here later on. Can't do any worse than us, Nate. And
that was
here's
Phillips.
Tucker Phillips. Tucker Phillips makes the catch, and is he going to get into the end zone? I think he did.
He did.
He bulldozed his way into the end zone on that right side. A 6-0 lead for the Rib Lake Redmen. Early in this game, 9:06 to go. And that was Tucker Phillips with the touchdown run. Tucker the junior, got his twin brother Gavin out there as well. Two big, strong boys for the Redmen at the running back position. They're going to go for the two-point conversion here, 9:06 to go. And here come the Rib Lake Redmen stepping up to the line of scrimmage. And it's Talon Scheitower under center. going to pitch it back to Phillips on this left side, and I don't think he got it.
I don't think he did either.
No, they didn't. And he was short, so Loggers hold on that one. And what was that? That was Logan Schmidt-Franz with his attempt right there.